All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We are doing second date update. You know, you managed to score that first date. You think you're having a great time. You're super attracted to them. You have chemistry and you're like, this is going to be my future. And then for some reason, boop, they're gone. Where do they go? They don't get back to you.
It happens to me too often, too.
Does it?
It is. It's really sad. It's really upsetting. So that's why I love to do these.
Oh, my gosh. Well, today we are actually speaking with Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. So listen, my man, you emailed us because you went out on a date with whom?
I went out on a date with Evan.
Evan. Okay. Well, tell us about Evan.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
Well, Evan is a catch. He's a really cool guy. We met on Meet Me, and we just talking back and forth for a while, and I just really like his sense of humor. I mean, he really just makes me laugh.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. No, I'm saying that's for sure. That's a good quality.
Yeah, and we just sort of laugh together, you know, share similar jokes. And we decided to, like, go one night, and we went to Everly.
Nice.
With a group of his friends. I met, like, four other guys that night.
Okay.
And they were really nice to me, and he and I just really hit it off, I think, and just had a really nice time. And at the end of the evening, we kind of just left it at, well, I'll text you and we'll do this again.
Right.
I've texted him a couple times and called him, and I just have not heard from him.
Oh.
That's super cool. I know. I like that he invited you out to meet all of his friends. Was that intimidating to you at all, like meeting all of his friends on the first date?
Right.
Totally intimidating. Yeah. Totally intimidating, but it went really well. That's what's sort of throwing me for a loop. That it just went so well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you got along with everyone, and I would feel like, oh my gosh, everybody has judgy eyes on me. Oh my gosh. But again, you felt everything went well. You just got along with everyone. And then how long has it been since you have spoken to him?
All right, so this was Saturday. So it's been like 5 days.
5 days, wow. And can you think of anything that happened on the date? Like, maybe, I mean, were his friends being super judgmental towards you? Anything that happened on the date where you're like, why he wouldn't be calling you back?
You know, near the end of the date, he was a little distracted. It sort of seemed like, he was sort of less present than he was. Very slight. I kind of just thought that maybe he'd had a drink. And he got a little tired after he's had a couple of drinks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could happen.
Yeah. Well, that's perfectly understandable. Yeah. But let's find out what happened.
Yeah. So, get ready because we are going to call this man and see what is up with that. So here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Evan?
This is Evan.
Hey, Evan, what's going on?
Hey, Evan, how are you?
Hey, this is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Did I win something?
Yes, my man, you did.
Yes,
a call
you did.
From us.
And a potential second date with a wonderful person named Greg. He's just wondering, thought he went on a great date with you.
Yeah.
Curious what happened because you haven't texted him back at all.
Come on, Evan.
What's going on? It's a whole thing we do called Second Date Update.
So we're just live on the air right now?
That's right, my man.
Yeah.
Thousands of people just want to know why you have not returned a nice text. It's been 5 days. He likes you. Why don't you like him back?
Jesus. Okay. Greg's a great guy. I just... all right. Well, here's the deal. The truth is I invited him on a date to make my boyfriend jealous. We were kind of going through a rough patch, and...
Oh, no.
I wasn't sure if we were broken up or not, but that's why I invited Greg out with a bunch of my friends so that my boyfriend would find out about it, and it worked, and we're back together now.
Back together, so uncool.
Oh,
so uncool.
Okay, so
oh man,
Hello, Greg here. Evan?
Yeah. Yep, there's Greg, by the way.
You are a Sorry, can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, my man, you can say that.
Yeah, I'm bleeping it out. You're good.
Yeah.
But, you know, Evan, wow. I cannot believe someone would... What happened to you that you would think that that's an okay thing to do to somebody?
So, Evan, you use Greg is what pretty much you just said you did. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Evan.
I got to ask him. Now, did you intend to, like, use Greg right away, or was this, like, someone just, like, your boyfriend got jealous, or you went in wanting to make him jealous? Okay, that's...
I mean, a little bit of both, I guess.
Oh,
I see. You were playing the
odds. You're a boyfriend, not an ex-boyfriend. You had a boyfriend, and you went out on a date with me.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty harsh. You got to know that, Evan. I mean, Evan, you're how old? I mean, you're an adult, right? You know what's right from wrong. You know that's wrong, right? I'm just saying. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to use people.
Yeah, well, I'm judging him. So,
yeah. What's that? You're done with him?
I'm judging him.
Oh, you're judging him. Yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
I am judging you, Evan.
Understandable. I understand you're very mad, Greg. I'm sorry. I'm assuming you don't want to go back with him. And Evan, you already have a boyfriend, so you already have someone to go out with.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Well, you know, we hear the dating world, because we do a lot of second date updates, are very hard in general. It's hard to find someone. So when something like this happens, I mean, it just makes it more, you know, gut-wrenching, and it's harder to get back out there. But Greg, I don't want you to feel like, you know, this is going to happen to you again. You know, we've already got people on the line right now that I'm sure would love to go out with you. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know.
Really?
Yeah,
well, sure.
Yeah, we'll give you their numbers.
Well, that could be fun.
All right, there it is. He's happy.
You're in her world now.
I am the best part of this radio show by a mile.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Yes, indeed. It's time for some Tough Love with our girl, Siri. Pick up the phone if there's a question you would like to ask her at 321-0931. Hit us up on our text line, 30734. Snapchat us at Jams931. Also, Twitter, Jams Mornings, our Instagram page now, 931 Jams, as well as our Facebook page.
Yeah, of course, you can always become a Friends with Benefits member as well. Ask Siri a question at madtownjams.com or on our brand new Jams app. And you can even bid on some tickets to go see Maroon 5 if you want.
Ooh, Adam. Mm-hmm. I saw him during a commercial yesterday of the Super Bowl promoting The Voice. It was pretty funny, actually.
Oh, that sounds steamy.
Yeah, not really, but it was good, though. All right, we have a text here from Celia, who is a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, listen, my dog just sits there and stares at me. Is he judging me? I mean, dude, why is he staring at me?
Ha 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 ha. Your dog stares at you because it is bored out of its mind and just wants you to do anything to entertain it. Dogs have a magical way of staring at you blankly and making you feel like a loser. They don't look mad or annoyed, they just look indifferent, which is way worse. The indifferent look just seems like they are disappointed in how much of a shitty waste of human life you are, and they feel bad for everyone who has to come in contact with you on a daily basis. The bad news is that you will never be able to change that. If you give in to them and try to entertain them, it will fix the problem for a few minutes, but then you will be right back in the situation you are in once they are bored again.
It's true. When Kaya just sits there and stares at me, I start to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, she just like sits and just goes, huh.
Yes, and just stares at me. I'm like, what?
What do you want from me?
Why are you judging me? Yeah, and then what do you want me to give to you? So, but I don't know. Maybe it's a, you know, terms of endearment that you just think I'm so lovely to look at.
Maybe. I have cats and they just hate me. They just look at me and they're just like, just go away.
Yeah.
Why are you even here?
Cats always have the face of like they're pissed off. It's funny. All right. We have a question here over Facebook from Shane. Siri, listen, why do fast food places have salads? I mean, who would want to eat a salad over a big greasy burger anyway?
Ha 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 ha. I think it is pointless for fast food restaurants to have salads. I get what they are doing. It's a nice gesture and they are trying to do the right thing, but let's be serious. If you are eating at a fast food joint, you have given up on eating healthy, so just cut loose and eat like shit. You don't need to torture yourself by trying to eat healthy. Just have fun and eat what you want. If you want to eat healthy, do it for way cheaper and just get vegetables at the store.
Yeah, just commit. If you're gonna go to a fast food place, just commit.
Really? Sometimes I want that salad, the like the bacon, blue cheese. I love it. Put the Roquefort and crumbles on there.
Is that still a salad at that point?
It is. It's called just eating a big chunk of blue cheese. That's basically what's happening. All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Lindsay. Siri, listen, someone told me that coffee stunts your growth. Is that really true? Oh, my.
No, drinking coffee does not stunt your growth. It stunts your desire to strangle people in the morning who are too peppy and chirpy.
Nice.
I hate those people. Why are they so happy for no reason? It's early, you should hate life. Show some respect to people who struggle to stay sane before 7 a.m. and wipe that stupid smile off your face. The coffee can only save you for so long.
Oh, honey, I need my coffee. We know this. I'm a huge coffee snob. The best of the best. TNT Coffee and Cafe. There you have it.
Yes, and of course, all the stuff you put in your coffee as well.
That's right.
You're basically drinking a milkshake in the morning.
I kind of am. You know, like stick of butter, mayonnaise, you name it. I have it in there.
Oh, my.
Little ginger, little cinnamon.
How are you alive?
I don't know. It's the craziest thing. It's crazy gingers. That's what I am. All right. We have a snap here from Marcus with his question for Siri. Listen, Siri, my girlfriend gave me a classic old hickey. And it's right on my neck. Do you think I can hide it or will people notice this hickey?
Yes. Everyone is going to notice that hickey. They are basically billboards advertising that your sex life isn't very classy and is always open for business. My advice is just own the hickey you have, because when you try to cover it up, it just draws attention to the problem. Nothing screams, "Hey everybody, look at this hickey on my neck," louder than an ugly old school turtleneck shirt that you haven't worn since you were in junior high. Here is an idea. Stop dating immature classless idiots who think hickeys are hot.
Listen, hickeys were very hot in my day when I was in junior high. At least they were for me giving them.
Apparently. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've never had a hickey.
You've never had a hickey?
Never once. So, you know, open invitation.
Oh my gosh. Who wants to give Aaron a hickey? 3210931 and Facebook Live. We need to give Aaron a hickey. It's time to experience
any vacuum cleaner
what
stores.
It feels like to have a vacuum on your neck.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.